Planet Rock backstage at the Ramblin' Man Fair 2016. We have it all covered here this year. We've got the Planet Rock stage, of course. We've got the country stage. We've got the blues stage. We've got the prog stage. We've got all the angles covered. And speaking of the blues, one guy who's almost kind of been there, done it, and got all the T-shirts, I guess, is J.D. Simo from the band Simo. Good to see you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, man.
Now, I first saw you when you did a bit of a showcase just a few months ago in the UK, because at that time, the UK was pretty new to your band and vice versa. And yeah. You did a legendary old club, which is so, so small, but there's so many stories to go with that place, the St. Moritz in London, in the basement. The stippled walls, it was just as sleazy as it gets. And you three guys went on stage. I knew very little about you at that time, I have to say. Sure. And I was absolutely blown away. I was just saying to you before we started here that, for me, that was the closest I could ever think of getting back to that vibe back in the day of how it was.
Oh, man. Well, that means a lot. I mean, for us, obviously, there's a lot of influences for us, but Britain holds a very special place for the three of us in the group, you know. So to just to get to come over to England, that was our first time ever in your country, and it was you know, to be on Wardour, you know, and pointing out like, oh, that's where Trident Studio used to be, you know. We were so touristy, man, you know, and we walked around the corner to find Carnaby Street, and you know, had to go, you know, go to Mayfair and find Beatles' old building and stuff. I mean, it was just to be in that area of London, we were fanboying out, you know. And that gig in particular, I remember, and thank you for the kind words. That's very nice of you to say. And that gig in particular was one of the more fun that we've ever done, you know, because me and the guys were actually talking about it earlier, because this tour that we're just getting ready to wrap up here in Europe this next week has been mostly big festivals like this, which are incredible. I mean, you know, we've never, you know, to play in front of the size audiences we have, it's been amazing, especially as a new band that people don't really know. And but there's something that happens when you play a tiny little place that can't happen in a big place. It's totally cliche, kind of, but like that gig was very special for us. I mean, we play, there's just, I don't know, it's weird, you know. I mean, we loved it. It's a gig that we very much remember as being one of our favorites we've ever played, that one.
And for anybody that's not really familiar with the St. Moritz, we're talking about, look at the audience, probably 6 people wide, the stage probably 10 foot wide.
So, yeah, there isn't stage, yeah.
I mean, the movement that you managed to get on that stage when literally you're in each other's pockets was incredible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there was, you know, the row of people was, you know, 2 feet in front of my face, you know. And I mean, but that's, I don't know. I mean, to us, I mean, that's, it's rock and roll, you know. It's supposed to be primal. It's supposed to be guttural. And I think that the more that the audience is disconnected from the musician, the more kind of rock star audience division, you know, that's something that I think is just stupid and something that I hate. I don't like grandstanding. I think that it's, you know, to me, it's about the connection, you know, all the people that I love, you know, whether current or old, you know, the ones that really touch me are the ones that, you know, it's a communion between the two.
But the kind of stuff you do, I mean, you kind of take very much the old school, I mean, very much back to the basics of what rock and roll is all about, and you kind of bring it into the now.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We try to. I mean, we, you know, we very much, with us, it's just trying to convey whatever it is that we're trying to convey, you know, and sometimes that's prettier than others, you know, you know, the thing about, because there's like modern bands. I mean, like, the guys want me to shut up about like the Alabama Shakes, and that's my favorite band in the world. You know, there's current stuff that I think is great, but it's, you know, to me, it's like whether it's Ray Charles or the Stooges or the Alabama Shakes or Jack White or something like that. It's about that primal connection, you know.
Well, speaking of connections or disconnections, am I right in saying that you did a show once and you were that active on stage that you dislocated your knee while you were in the gig?
Yeah, this one right in my left knee. It was the first show of the first proper European tour, which was about 3 months ago, we came over and did about a month, mostly over France and Belgium and Netherlands and stuff. And the very first show in Paris was a sold-out gig, and about halfway through the show, I dislocated my knee, and I fell to the floor and was screaming. And for a minute, everybody thought it was part of the show, and I'm like, no, I'm hurt.
I'm dying.
Like, help. You know, and because I've fallen off stages and stuff before and just kept on going, you know, and yeah, it was incredible. And, it was hard because I ended up finishing the tour sitting down, and it was really funny because then everybody just went, oh, Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, hey, the show must go on. You know?
Exactly. Well, the show does go on because later this year in November and December, the Planet Rock Roadstars tour, yes, with yourselves, Aaron Keelock, Federal Charm, a great lineup. Looking forward to it?
Oh, absolutely.
Like you said, you've never really explored the UK.
No, I mean, really, outside of a couple of odd gigs, you know, and then London, you know, we really haven't had the opportunity, and a couple of festivals now. But, yeah, I cannot wait because I'm, you know, like I said, we're all three of us in the band are huge fans of this country. The music that you've made, the culture you've made. I'm a huge Doctor Who fan. I quote Python way too much. So, you know, as far as being guests in your country, we're very much looking forward
to
it.
Well, there's loads of dates on the tour, November and December. If you've not bought your ticket yet, head to the website, planetrock.com/tickets, to book your place to see Simo, Federal Charm, Aaron Keelock, all on one bill. The rising blue stars here in the UK. And, well, it's just going to be amazing. JD, great catching up with you. Great to see you back in the country, and congratulations on the set earlier today.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me, man.
Cheers, you're welcome.
Cheers.